What's up, Boss Lady Crew? I'm back with another podcast. Feeling good, feeling great on this nice, beautiful day. Hey, y'all. Y'all might hear some noise in the background. It's my baby. Happy New Year's, y'all. I know it's been a while since I've been on here. And I know you like, Simone, where you been? I've been trying to do this, do that, do this. You know, my busy life. I got a word for y'all today, and the word is, like, you know, stop trying to, if God gave you a vision and a dream to do something, do it. You know, don't sit up here and wait or try to ask other people to help you do it, and then when a person tell you no, then you crush it, they crush your feelings, and now you crush the dream that God gave you the vision to do. You know what I'm saying? So, if y'all sitting up here praying for wealth and health, and when he give y'all, put y'all in the opportunity, put y'all in a position to be able to get those opportunities, y'all gotta follow through with it. You know what I'm saying? Because and then you won't be so mad when you hear people say, "Why this person doing this and why that person doing that?" They ain't waiting for nobody to help them. They came on this earth. If God gave you the vision, do it. Execute it. Do what you got to do for you. You know what I'm saying? Stop waiting on people. Because the more you wait on people, guess what? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. You got to believe in yourself. That's where it starts at. If you believe in yourself, people around you start to believe in you. And you got to be that type of person to be like, you know what? I got this. You know, even if it get hard, ask God, pray it. Like, God, I know you gave me the vision. You know what I'm saying? I know it's hard, but I need your help. You know what I'm saying? Put me in rooms where doors will open for me. Put me in rooms with people who can help me to get to the next level, you know, to help me execute this vision that you gave me. You know what I'm saying? He will. You just got to be open and receptive and do it when he tell you to do it. Don't do it when you feel like you want to do it and then you miss out on the opportunity. That's not how it work. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to get out here, y'all, and do y'all. And just don't, oh, God don't hear me. I can't hear him. You not sitting still enough for him to hear you. You know? And what are you sacrificing to give up? Meaning, are you meditating? Are you praying? Are you fasting? You know what I'm saying? You got to sacrifice some of that stuff in your life to get to the stuff that you want. You know what I'm saying? God bless people. When you remove the bad, he put good in your life. You know what I'm saying? You got to remove that bad. That's just like, I'm using this for a metaphor. You can't sit around here and entertain an old boyfriend and be sitting up and he ain't doing you no good. And then you ask the God to bless you with a husband who's going to be right for you. He going to be like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? He going to be like, you want a husband? You got to get rid of your old baggage in order for me to bring this new package in your life. Because ain't nobody going to tolerate that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to mess up your new package because you sitting up here entertaining this old package. You got to get rid of all the bad. You know, it's time to purge your life, you know? And the thing is, you just got to, I'm getting off topic a little bit, but the thing is, y'all got to, if you sit up here and ask God, make me wealthy, make me healthy, make me rich. God, give me, he gonna give you the idea, but you got to execute it. You can't sit up here. He ain't about to sit up here and be like, well, he might, depending on who you are. if he know, because you know God know you. He know you. It ain't if he know you. He knows you. You was created by him. So if he decide to give you $1 billion in the lottery, if he tells you, get up, go play the lottery today, and you don't go play that lottery, guess what? That's on you. You done lost out on your $1 billion. He gonna give it to the person that's willing to go play the lottery today. Especially somebody who more hungrier than you. You feel me? So you gotta get up and stop being, oh, I'ma do it, and putting stuff off for the next day and the next day. The next day is not promised. And I learned that, like, if you don't do that stuff now, you know what I'm saying? It won't never happen. You know, and then you don't know who life you could change, you know, with whatever the service you bring in. Because whenever God give you the ability to have something or you ask for it, and he give it to you, best believe you working for him. And he gonna have you to, because you working for him, he wants you to bring people to him. You know what I'm saying? And he wants you to put in a good word for him. Like, God changed my life. People ask all the time, what made you do this? And what made you do that? God, he don't ever talk to me like that. You got to get down and start reading that Bible. Having a relationship, praying. Get down on them knees and pray every day. Because I know I do. And I be sitting up there talking his ear off. Ain't no conversation too small or too big for him. Baby, he wants you to come to him. No matter if you mad, sad, or frustrated. Even if you don't understand why. You know what I'm saying? Just think of it like this. How many of y'all have a bad boyfriend? This another analogy. Y'all have a bad boyfriend. And he do you so dirty and you keep going back. But God ain't gonna do you dirty. He gonna give you exactly what you need. And what you need to have at that point in time. I'm sorry, y'all. I got, you know, the sniffles. I got a cold or whatever. But anywho, like, I didn't feel good at all today. And he woke me up out of my sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. He said, Simone, I'm going to make this podcast. Somebody need to hear this, you know. And you're right. I'm about to get up right now. And even though I was sick a little bit, I've been having the sniffles. But get up. I put the word in. You go get this word to somebody else. This year, stop waiting on people, y'all. Get up and do what you need to do for you and your family and yourself. Just get up. And when you ask God to give you something, he gonna give it to you. And you better be prepared for it. Because if you're not, baby, you're gonna be like, what the fuck, Sheezy? Yeah, you asked for it. He gave it to you. You ain't expect it. You ain't expect it to happen this fast. And he can make it happen faster than you think. Or he can prolong it. Because, you know, you got to purge your life and get rid of the different stuff. You ask him for stuff, but you got to purge stuff out your life in order to get the new stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's how it work. That's how he work. That's how God work. Like, he want to see, if I'm going to bless you with a nice house, listen, I need to be able to know that you could take care of this rental, that you could take care of the house you're living in already, even though you don't own a house, but you're still living in there, and you want to live comfortably. So if I see you taking care of the house that you're in already, cleaning it, cutting the grass, and, you know, not complaining like, God, my Lord, slay, Lord, Lord, get out and do some DIYs. He preparing you to do that stuff for your house. You know what I'm saying? Like kids. You want kids? He going to put you in a position where you be around a lot of kids. And they might not be yours, but he gonna put you in a position where, oh, it's gonna be a kid that you see disrespectful. It's gonna be a kid that was so nice, who was so quiet. And you gonna have to learn that kid. He wanna see how you gonna react. Cause if I'ma bless you, the God think, if I'ma bless you with this stuff that you ask me, I'ma give you a test to see if you ready for it. And if you're not ready for it, baby, he gonna be like, yeah. You asked for it, and he gonna be like, you asked for it. This is what happened when you want kids. This is what happened when you want a new house. You know what I'm saying? Or when you want a business. If you want to run your own business, he gonna put you in positions where you can't do nothing but be a leader. Or how do you handle situations when stuff is getting tough for you? No matter if it's life, your husband, your kids, bills, family members. He want to put you in a leader position where you want to have a successful business. I'm going to put you, what you going to do when, you know what I'm saying? If you got stuff that ain't going right for you in your business, what you going to do? You going to get mad? You going to pout? You going to want to fight your employees? No, you're not going to want to do that. You're going to have to come sit down and talk to your employees. You know what I'm saying? In a matterable way. Because it's not how you say it. It's not how you say it. It's not, what did they say? It's not how you say it, it's what you say. Or what you say, it's not how you say it. But anywho, y'all get the drift. You got to be willing to talk to a person in a respectable way. So my stepfather used to tell me, Patch, he used to say, in order to get more bees, you get more bees with honey than you do with shit. And that's the truth. That saying stuck with me all the way until now. He used to say that ever since I was a young kid. And that metaphor is basically, in order to get the respect that you want, you got to give it. You got to give it. You can't sit around here and be, you know, disrespectful to people and talking about people to other employees. You can't do that type of stuff. Like, if you want people to work for you and you want people to do stuff for you, you got to be nice to them. Even if they're not being nice to you, oh, well, you know, kindness, kill a person with kindness. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Don't worry about, listen, you could turn that frown upside down, baby. You could make somebody, sometimes, like I said, a person just be needing a hug because they're going through a lot of stuff and they don't know how to deal with certain situations. And the thing is, like I said, if you asking God for stuff, he going to bless you with it. But you got to be willing to get your butt up and do it and listen and do it when he say do it. Don't do it and put it off and do it when you want to or put it off or wait for somebody to do it with you. I used to do that stuff all the time. I used to be like, man, I want to do this. I'm about to get this person to do it with me. Hey, such and such, come do this with me. Come do that with me. As soon as a person be like, you tell a person your idea, oh, I'm down to do it. I'm down to do it. Then sure enough, when it's time for it to come down to do it, they ain't nowhere to be found. They ain't nowhere to be found. And then they sitting up here and you didn't set up here and put it off because they ain't want to help you do it. What? But you to ask God to bless you to get you financially ready. He going to get you financially ready. He going to bless you with a plan. You better execute it. But don't be sitting up here waiting for somebody to help you do it. Do it yourself. He going to put you in positions where you got no choice but to do it by yourself. Because if you wait on a person, baby, you're just going to be waiting and your dream's going to pass you by. You got to be like, God, help me. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But I need your help. I need you to guide my body, my mind, my soul. Guide my footsteps, you know, and put people in my path that's willing to help me. Not just say they're going to help me, but take action. Or help me to get put me in rooms where I can learn from different other people who's doing the same thing I'm doing. Or put me around people where even if you're strolling on Instagram, it's people that's doing the same thing you're trying to do. All you got to do is do your due diligence. Do your research on how to do stuff. Don't be getting on there looking at everybody's business. That's what social media. It's not. If you're not a content creator and you posting stuff that ain't got nothing to do with your business or whatever God in line for you, you need to get your butt ball off of there. If it ain't trying to help you get some money, baby, get off of there and go do the right things. Because you ask him for something, he going to put you in a position to get it. So he want to see if you're ready to get it or if you're ready to receive that blessing. And if you're not ready to receive it because you're being distracted by all these different things, maybe you're going to miss out on that blessing. So you all need to get up 2024 and do what you need to do for yourself. Stop waiting on people. Listen to God. Meditate, pray, you know, fast. Ask God to direct your mind, body, and soul. Direct your steps. Get into that Bible. Read your Bible, y'all. And don't just get in there reading that Bible just swiftly. And no, ask God to, when you read a scripture, to let you apply it to your life. So you just won't be around here running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Or when the devil come and try to sneak up on you, you be like, you know what? God said, get back. Go find somebody else to play with, because this ain't it. This ain't it. I'm on a mission. Me and God, me and Big God, we on a mission. He got me on a mission, and I need to be doing what I need to do. But like I said, and don't let your current situation stop you from doing what you're doing, too. Don't let it stop you from getting them blessings that God put you in a position. It's people, I thought about it, too, like, man, it's people that be in jail, right? And they be making stuff happen. And there's people who ain't in jail and is walking around free and don't want to get up and do nothing. And got all the opportunity, got all the research, and they limited, you feel me? But and they making it happen. It's people in jail living way better than people that's out here free. And that lets you know. And that lets you know, like, it's time to get up and do the right things. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, like, It's people out here. I ain't being funny or nothing like that. But I'm just saying, it's people out here who in wheelchairs that's out here washing cars. It's women out here in wheelchairs who's making money. It's people that lets you know you got two legs, two arms. Get up. And if God bless you with a brain, get up and use it. That's the most powerful thing on you. Get up and use it. You know what I'm saying? You got to utilize what you have around you. Stop making up excuses why you can't do what you do. Because a person that got excuses is just a person with excuses who ain't trying to go nowhere and do nothing. And guess what? Don't worry about those people that wasn't working with you. That when you ask them to work with you, guess what? They're going to have to spin the block. Because the same people I used to ask, hey, come work with me. Let's get this money together. Let's do this together. And like I said, that one minute when I pitch that idea, they down. But when I say, let's do it, let's put some action in front of these words. Oh, I can't even do it. Oh, okay, cool then. Fool, all right, cool. I'm about to do it, work on myself. And then once I start working on myself, hear the same people. Hey, can I borrow a couple of dollars? I ain't even got it. But when I was trying to help you get off your feet, you turned me down. Or can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? When I ask you to, but you know what? Me being me and me having the heart that I have, I ain't gonna block my blessings. I'm like I told Tony a long time ago, my husband. Somebody do something wrong to me, I ain't about to sit up here and block my blessings. I'm gonna look out for you, but I'm gonna let you know. In the midst of me, in the back of my mind, it's like, damn, we could have got some money together. You know what I'm saying? And you sitting up here asking me when we could have got this money together, but you sitting up here looking crazy and you asking me? That's crazy. When I had the plan to get us both out the predicament that we was in, because God blessed me with the plan, and I came in and told you. That was on you. You shouldn't believe in me. But you just let the people, you just feed them with a long spoon. You know what I'm saying? You help them out with a long spoon and keep it pushing. They just can't have access to you anymore. Because why? They didn't believe in you. What DJ Kelly say? They didn't believe in me. What'd he say? But anywho, y'all, get out here. It's 2024. No matter what predicament, no matter if you sick, no matter if you got one hand, as long as you got a brain, baby, and you can utilize everything around you, you good. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got God on your side, baby, you most definitely good. Just get up and do what you need to do for you. You know? Stop thinking you need people to help you out, because I used to think the same way. Because if you do, baby, you'll never get nothing done in life. All you need is God, and ask God to help you along the way, and say a prayer like, God, help me. Help me, put me in positions where I can learn. You gave me the plan. Help me to execute it. You know what I'm saying? And help me to be able to listen and understand. You know what I'm saying? Help me to silence my own brain so I can listen to what you said. So I could do what I need to do to get with the things that I need to get in life. And like I said, y'all, peace, blessings, you know what I'm saying? God bless y'all, you know? And something about the name Jesus, baby. Hey, he gonna get you about your situation. Just pray about it. Even, like I said, God do things for us and not to us. And you gotta be willing to open your eyes, baby, and pay attention to what he's saying. And open your ears too, and pay attention. And listen. That's very important. It's in the Bible. We want you to listen. You know, and watch what you speak. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to say bye. Love y'all. See y'all. Peace.